Sanbonani Mzansi. I am your host, Candice Khumalo, and I welcome you to another episode of the Health for Mzansi podcast. Do you ever ignore that looming deadline, that ever-growing to-do list, those unfinished tasks you've been postponing? If you're nodding along, then you, my friend, are well acquainted with procrastination. To help us understand the psychology behind procrastination and develop strategies to overcome it, in this episode, we are joined by educational psychologist Sinenhlanhla Khumalo.
Thank you so much for having me. My name is Sinenhlanhla Khumalo. I am an educational psychologist. I am presently in private practice. So I work at Therapy Works Wellness Center. We are based in Midrand, Johannesburg, focusing on couples therapy, individual therapy, play therapy with the little ones, family therapy, and I do a lot of assessments as well. Yeah, in terms of the people that I see, kids from 3 years up until the eldest person that you can think of. So I really see the whole range. I really focus on the entire population presently.
Thank you so much for that lovely intro, Sinenhlanhla. I guess let's go straight into today's topic about procrastination. So how would you define procrastination and how it impacts our lives?
So basically, with procrastination, it's a pattern of behavior whereby a person would delay or put off or avoid doing certain tasks or making certain decisions up until a later time. And usually, this is usually last minute. And another thing I think that I would highlight is that oftentimes a person does this consciously. So it's not that they unknowingly do this. They are aware that they are delaying doing the certain task or making a certain decision. So it is something that one does consciously. And I guess it does have a negative impact on one's life in a sense that if you are procrastinating, it means you can't actually be productive. And I guess it can affect you at school. If you are studying, it can affect you at work. If you are a working person, because you won't be able to meet your goals. You won't be able to achieve anything. And if you can't achieve your goals, if you can't meet deadlines, whether at work or at school, eventually you're going to start struggling with stress and anxiety. So I guess that is one way in which I would say it does actually affect one's mental well-being as well.
I know you just touched on it briefly, but can you just expand on the negative effects of procrastination?
As I said, when one procrastinates, it means that they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing at that time that they're supposed to be doing it. So basically what we see with people that procrastinate is that they struggle to manage their time effectively. Poor time management. So that is one of the effects. So you'll really struggle to manage time. And of course, if you're struggling to manage time, it means you're not going to be able to actualize. So as I said earlier, you're going to struggle to meet deadlines at work. If you can't actually do that, it does put you at a very difficult position in terms of you can't be considered for things such as promotions at work because they know that you're already struggling. You are not as competent as, you know, the other individuals who do not procrastinate, who are able to like submit work on time, meet deadlines and so on and so forth. So it can actually lead to a feeling of, you know, failure, feeling like you're unable to self-actualize, you're unable to be competent in the workspace. And ultimately, you can even end up losing your job. You can lose employment if you are unable to actually meet deadlines and do your work as you are expected. So you can imagine that even career-wise, it can really make you feel stuck in a sense and sort of, you know, stagnant as well because you are not progressing like your peers. You can't get that promotion. You're at one place. So it can actually affect even just how your career progresses. That's one of the effects, you know, it can negatively affect you in that way. Another thing that I would maybe highlight is that with procrastination, you actually trying to avoid stress and anxiety. In your mind, you're telling yourself that I don't want to be stressed. I don't want to be anxious. I don't want to deal with this now. Hence, you delay doing the task. But what actually happens is that the more you delay or avoid doing a task or making a certain decision, it's actually the more anxious you become about not being able to finish that task on time or perhaps making the wrong decision. So inevitably, it becomes a vicious cycle of stress and anxiety. And this can actually even lead to things such as clinical depression in the long run, or like serious anxiety disorders if it's left unaddressed. So it can really, really affect your mental well-being in that sense. So that is one of the things that people that are often unaware of, that actually it's a vicious cycle. You are trying to avoid being stressed, but that's actually exactly what ends up happening, because you know at the back of your mind, I need to make this decision. I need to do that certain task. And so you actually preoccupied with it the whole time. You are not doing it, but you're actually thinking about it, and it's causing you stress. It's making you anxious. So it actually becomes a vicious cycle at the end of the day. I do feel that this is something people are often not aware of. They actually don't realize that you are trying to avoid it, but you're actually preoccupied with that thought. Or that's also something that would be important for people to know, that with procrastination, it's just a habit that it doesn't help at the end of the day. You know, it can really, really cause a lot of stress, a lot of anxiety in the long run.
Are there any positive aspects or benefits to procrastination, or is it entirely detrimental?
I wouldn't say it's entirely detrimental. I personally believe that procrastination is something that we all do from time to time. So I do believe that if you do it in moderation, it can actually have positive benefits for you. But I guess this is a very controversial topic, because a lot of people don't believe there's any good in procrastinating. But I do personally feel that if you do it in moderation, if there's a balance to it, and if you do it knowing that, you know, I've got this problem, so there is some awareness, then you can actually make it work in your favor, if that makes sense. I'll just make an example. What we know is that when the brain is put under just the right pressure, it can actually be more creative. We know that oftentimes when you are doing something last minute, you are usually doing it very fast. You are already panicking because you're trying to make sure that you do it before time. So what ends up happening is that there's this adrenaline surge that comes, which basically boosts your energy levels and it leads to more efficiency. So hence you'd find people saying, I prefer working under pressure, because they know that when there's like pressure, they actually can do the task much more faster than they would if they did it way before time. So it can actually help you in that sense, that you actually become more efficient. You're able to do something that would take somebody 5 hours in an hour. So it can actually be a positive in that sense. And I guess because there's so much happening in a short space of time, you know, you actually end up being more creative. I don't know if you've ever find yourself having to do an assignment, an essay in like 30 minutes, or you find that you've lost your essay, you had saved it on your laptop, but now you can't find it. And it's the submission day. Now you have to like redo it, start from scratch. You often find that the two, when you compare the one that you had done when you still had time versus the one that you had to do when you thought that you had lost that document, the latest one or the more recent one is usually more depth. It usually would give you more marks than if you had submitted the previous one. That happens because actually when the brain is put under pressure, it actually becomes more creative than it would under normal circumstances.
I'd like to find out if there are any practical strategies or tools that you recommend to overcome procrastination and to stay on track.
The biggest thing is planning, really trying to make sure that you stay organized. So this would mean making sure that you have a daily to-do list. I know people often say, what if I forget the list? But trying to have multiple lists, have one on your phone have one, a practical diary on your hand whereby you would write down your to-do list for the day and then just go through, tick off as and when you go. Have a list on your phone, practically on a diary, on your laptop, wherever, you know, have multiple lists. And in those lists, you would basically just write down due dates of stuff that you need to do, tasks that you need to do, decisions that need to be made, just putting everything that needs to be done, bills that need to be paid, whatever the case may be, but just putting it down in a to-do list and not just having one to-do list, having multiple to-do lists. So as I said, on your phone, on your diary, on your laptop, even on the free, because you often go there quite a lot. So it can be another reminder if you're at home that I have to do A, B, and C, and D. So I would say the main thing, planning in that sense. And then I think another thing that can help is to get into the habit of breaking things down to like smaller tasks. So not wanting to finish the assignment, start it today and then finish it today. Trying to break it down to smaller steps so that you stretch it over 2 or 3 days instead of, you know, wanting to do it in a chunk, because that can be overwhelming. And once you feel overwhelmed, then you get discouraged and you actually now start procrastinating. So just trying to break tasks, and I guess even with month-end household stuff, doing that not just at school or at work, if you have to like pay for stuff, doing it in categories, not wanting to do that all in one day. So maybe spreading it over 3 days as well, it can help so that you don't actually end up feeling overwhelmed and then forgetting some of the things as well. I would say the main thing is just to plan and to get into the habit of breaking things down, wanting to attempt like doing everything all at once, because in that way, it can actually get very overwhelming.
So in closing, what advice would you give to a listener out there struggling with procrastinating?
I guess if there's a listener out there that perhaps recognizes that, you know, they are struggling with chronic procrastination, as I said, we all do procrastinate from time to time. But if it's happening all the time for you, that means that it indicates that it's actually now an issue and it's quite chronic. So I'll say if somebody does recognize that they've got a serious problem with procrastination, they just really need to take a step and ask for help. There are a lot of professionals out there that can help with this problem. We as psychologists are trained on helping people overcome things such as procrastination. And one thing that I've seen, especially in practice, is that people often find that there's actually a serious underlying cause for them having procrastination. So you may find that procrastination is actually a symptom of an attention difficulty such as ADHD, anxiety, other disorders. So you may actually find that taking a step and actually asking for professional help, you may actually realize that this is not just a procrastination problem. It's actually bigger than that. So then being able to diagnose it and then get treated for it as it should. So I would say take the step and actually ask for help. Don't just sit and hope that it will get better or you'll be able to come right by yourself.
Thank you for joining this week's episode of the Health from Zanzi podcast. To find out more about being the healthiest version of yourself, visit healthfromzanzi.co.za, or you can send us an email to hello@healthfromzanzi.co.za. This is the Health from Zanzi podcast, and your ears are always invited. Although a time waster, procrastination isn't always the villain. It can sometimes be a sign that we need to reevaluate our workload or approach. The key is to understand our own procrastination triggers and develop healthy coping mechanisms. Until next time, stay healthy and fancy. I am your host, Candace Kumalo. Until next time.